What up and welcome into the Locked On Bengals podcast. I'm James Erpine. It is great to be with you. You can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher, the iHeartRadio app, and wherever you get your podcasts. Had a great night last night with some even better people. Check it out on Instagram or Twitter. Photo. Myself, Dan Hort, Tony Pike, Mo Egger, Jim Kelly, Steve Wolf. It was great. Man, I'm blessed. I'm feeling blessed today with the people, everybody that's reached out. I mean, I've had listeners from Australia reach out that listen to Locked On Bengals and just wanted to thank me for talking about the Bengals. I mean, that's a pretty, you know, you have an awesome job and you're blessed when that's the case. When you've gotten to talk about your hometown team for as many years as I have. And look, Locked On Bengals is staying. I will be in Cleveland still doing this podcast for the rest of this season, and I plan on doing it very, very well at a very high level. And I'm not going to stop talking about the Bengals because now, and I think this is safe to say, now I can be more of a Bengals fan that I'm not covering the team once that happens. So if you follow on Twitter at James Erpine or at Locked On Bengals, never fear. There will still be plenty of Bengals conversation. And speaking of that, let's dive into it today. Did you watch the Monday Night Football game yesterday? That's the new NFL. That's the new normal. Now, those teams are essentially on steroids, right? That's the new normal exaggerated. That's the new normal on steroids. But the new normal is scoring 30-plus. My guy Zim Hude says it on Instagram a ton, and it's so true. The best defense in the NFL now forces turnovers, but it's really your offense. You got to score. You got to put pressure on the other team. You got to go for it. You can't punt the ball 5-6 times and win in today's NFL. The Bengals offense on Sunday drove the length of the field once for a touchdown. They tied it 7-7. After that, they were set up with short fields. Why? Because the defense forced turnovers. That's all great, well, and good. You need to get more from this offense. Offense, 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 offense. You want to know how to win a championship? Offense, 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 offense. And here's the problem. Look at the coaches. That's what this is. It's Sean McVay, not Jared Goff. Not that Jared Goff isn't good. He's good. But Sean McVay's the one behind him. Of course, Pat Mahomes is amazing. Andy Reid is the master behind the scenes, making sure that offense goes. Creating plays. Think about it. Tyreek Hill running open. Just open. Slants, motions, different things. The entire league knows that Tyreek Hill needs to be contained and stopped. No one can do it. And if they do, then Travis Kelce's open. And if they stop him, then Kareem Hunt's open. There's always someone open for the Kansas City Chiefs. There's always someone open for the Los Angeles Rams. There's always someone open for the Chicago Bears. And that's where I want to start because, by God, less than a year ago, but close to it. When Marvin Lewis, he was going to be out. Someone else was going to be in. A lot of us talked about, oh, yeah, but, you know, who are they going to get? I would give my right arm right now for Matt Nagy. Matt Nagy in Chicago is a hell of a coach. I don't believe in Mitch Trubisky. Not yet. He's an okay quarterback. He's a promising young player, but he's just that, a promising young player. Matt Nagy's getting the most out of Allen Robinson and Taylor Gabriel. And Jordan Howard and Tariq Cohen. You know who that sounds like? A.J. Green, John Ross, Giovanni Bernard, and Joe Mixon. Except I think Joe Mixon has more talent than Howard. I think Giovanni Bernard probably has more talent than Tariq Cohen. A.J. Green certainly has way more talent than Allen Robinson. And yes, I think John Ross has more talent than Taylor Gabriel. I didn't even mention Tyler Boyd, who's one hell of a wide receiver now. One hell of a wide receiver. This Bengals team has the talent. They do. But they don't have the coach, and they don't have a quarterback that can overcome the coach. That's the bottom line. This isn't me knocking Andy, but he needs help. He is not Drew Brees. He is not Aaron Rodgers. And even Aaron Rodgers right now struggling a bit. He is not Tom Brady. He's not even Pat Mahomes. He's Kirk Cousins. That's what Andy Dalton is. That's not an insult. Kirk Cousins got a guaranteed deal making $30 million per. Okay? So that's not an insult, so don't take it as one. Andy Dalton's Kirk Cousins. And that means he needs a really good offensive coordinator, a really good offensive-minded head coach. He doesn't have it here. It's not Bill Lazor. And I don't know what's going to change. I don't know how it's going to change long-term. In an offensive league, you need to score 30-plus to win every week. You heard Joe yesterday. I was like, yeah, you're going to probably have to score 30. He's like, yeah, score 30 every week. You have to score 30 points every single week in this league. Not 50 like yesterday. No, that won't be the case always. But 30, yes. Got to score 30 against Baltimore. You didn't do it. Got to score 30 this Sunday against Cleveland. You got to score 30 the next week against Denver. You got to score 30-plus in Los Angeles against the Chargers. You got to score 30-plus at Pittsburgh. That's it. That's the bar. If you don't have the plays in the playbook to get players open, then you need a new playbook. Period. That's it. Period. I'm so sick of, and I had someone turn to me yesterday while we're watching the game, and he said, can the Bengals just use John Ross like Tyreek Hill once or twice a game where he's motioning and he could be a threat out of the backfield potentially, or he could be a threat there. No, it's none of that. It's, oh, hey, John, run this streak route. We're going to throw it up to you a couple times. Make a play. I'm fine with throwing the deep ball. Totally. But it can't only be that. Can he get a slant? Can he get a screen? Even the play where he was the underneath option, his second catch of the day on Sunday, Andy Dalton threw it to him way too late. John Ross, think about this. 4-2, 240. Mr. 4-2-2 hasn't got the ball in space once this season. Literally. That's play design. Don't blame that on John. That is play design. And it's the same thing with Joe Mixon and Giovanni Bernard. Can we get him in space? All I see is space when I watch these other teams. And the Bengals can't do it. And to me, that is it's on coaching. It's on Bill Lazor. It's on Marvin Lewis. Now it's on Hugh Jackson, Huey Lewis. You got to figure it out now. You got to figure it out. And Marvin Lewis said something very interesting in his press conference yesterday about Auden Tate. Now, I've been critical of fans who are all over Auden Tate and think he's this stud. I don't think that. But do I think he deserves to be in the game over Cody Kore? I do. Here's Marvin Lewis yesterday in exchange with some of the media here in Cincinnati about Auden Tate. Here he is.
Oh, well, he get there when he gets his opportunity, when the time comes, it's his involvement in the offense is what it is. It's a guy who's been on the practice squad for a reason. Okay, so he's been a free agent for all 32 to take a look at. You see what I'm saying? So, yeah. So it is what it is. You're not going to, you know, many times you're going to go take a guy off the practice squad and go win an NFL game with, okay?
In his one opportunity yesterday, did he run the route correctly?
He didn't get the depth, if that's what you're asking.
So he ran it short of the sticks and he all went away from it.
Well, it's not short of the sticks. It's short of the design of the route, okay? And last week he dropped the ball in his one opportunity, you know? So, again, you know. We just got to keep going. Alden's a young player. He's got some ability. Hopefully he'll make some plays if he continues to get an opportunity down the stretch here for us.
The worst part about what he said there, and I don't really disagree with any of it, it's accurate. Two things. One, I think we know what Cody Kore is. Two, if Auden Tate wasn't the answer and you don't feel like he's the answer, Cody Kore sure as hell wasn't the answer. When I was beating the drum for DeSean Jackson, when I was beating the drum for Demaryius Thomas, Golden Tate, even Brandon Marshall, who I really wasn't interested in, is better than Cody Kore. Go out and get someone. Go out and get someone. That's the difference. That's what makes me so angry about this Bengals organization. Oh, yeah, we don't really think Auden Tate's ready. Cody Kore's a special team, but we're keeping him around, and we're not going to get anyone. They don't believe in any of their wide receivers. They don't believe in John Ross. If they did, they would feature him more, I think. They do believe in Joe Mixon. They don't really feature him the right way, so maybe I'm wrong there. But I don't think they believe in 15. I don't think they believe in Auden Tate. They certainly might. Maybe they do believe in Cody Kore, and I don't know why the hell they would. But John Ross, Giovanni Bernard, if you traded John Ross, Giovanni Bernard, and Joe Mixon to Chicago right now, and you got back Jordan Howard, Taylor Gabriel, and Tariq Cohen, they would be great up there. Ross would be great up there. Giovanni Bernard would be great up there. And Joe Mixon would be great up there. That is it, period. And if you don't feel like they have the talent, like Auden Tate, who he's a young player who needs to learn, fine. Marvin, I get it. Could you go out and get someone? Could you do that? Make a damn move then. Make Mike Brown make a move. Instead, oh yeah, we don't think he's ready, so we're going to put him in the game. What the hell is wrong with you? I'm James Erpine. This is the Locked On Bengals podcast. It doesn't make any sense at all. Up next, Marvin Lewis said something interesting about Lamar Jackson. You've probably read the quote. You're going to hear it next, and I will react to that. But first, let's talk about sex. You can increase your performance and get that extra confidence in bed with BlueChew.com. That's blue like the color blue. BlueChew.com brings you the first chewable with the same FDA-approved active ingredients as Viagra and Cialis, so you know they work. You can take them anytime, day, night, even on a full stomach. And since they're chewable, they work up to twice as fast as a pill, so you know you can be ready whenever an opportunity arises. Blue Chew is prescribed online and shipped straight to your door in a discreet package. You don't have to go to the doctor, no waiting in the pharmacy, no more awkwardness. They're made in the USA, and since Blue Chew prepares and ships direct, they're cheaper than a pharmacy. Right now, we've got a special offer since you listen to Locked On Bengals. Visit BlueChew.com. Get your first shipment free when you use special promo code Locked On. All you got to do is pay $5 shipping. That's it. Again, that's BlueChew.com, promo code Locked On to try it free. Blue Chew is the better, cheaper, faster choice. And we thank them for sponsoring the Locked On Bengals podcast. I'm James Erpine, and this is the Locked On Bengals podcast. Marvin Lewis said something interesting today, after the game, rather. So Sunday, he said something very, very interesting about Lamar Jackson. And it's probably true, but it really makes me mad. So let's go ahead and play good old Marvin Lewis following a 24-21 loss to the Baltimore Ravens.
You know, that's why the quarterbacks don't run forever in the NFL. Sooner or later, they get hurt, and they don't run the same. But today, he could run, and he did a good job.
Oh, Marv. Oh, Marvin. It's quite interesting. You want to point out the future. Oh, yeah, he's not going to last long doing that. That's fine. But he lasted on Sunday. That was a high school offense. A high school offense. I call high school football games. That's what really good high school offenses run. You couldn't stop it at all? You couldn't stop it. You gave up the most rushing yards in the Marvin Lewis era that's lasted since the time dinosaurs were in Cincinnati. You've been here for years and years and years, and you're just setting record after record, Marvin, to a high school offense. High school offense. I get Lamar Jackson's talented. I think Lamar Jackson's a pretty good player. I think he can be really good. I think the potential, the upside is there. You know how I feel about Lamar Jackson. There's no way in hell he should have won that game on Sunday. None. Zero. You can't coach offense. Marvin's supposed to be able to coach defense. Really? Really? Like, the more I think about Sunday, the crazier it is. Your offense can't move the ball. It can't move the ball at all. And your defense gets run all over, and you know they're going to run on you, and yet on 3rd and 4, the box is wide open. The middle of the field is wide open. Lamar, I'm going to run right up the middle. Yeah, of course Lamar Jackson isn't going to run 27 times every single week. By the way, 3 of those were kneel down, so it was really 24 times. He's not going to run 24 times every single week. But the Ravens did what they needed to do to get the W. That's the difference. The Bengals' game plans on offense, it should be, how can we exploit this defense that we're going up against to win this week, period. That could mean John Ross gets 32 targets this week. That could mean Joe Mixon touches the ball 52 times. I don't give a damn. That could mean that Andy Dalton is running the read option or Jeff Driskel is running the read option, which, by the way, I kind of think they should implement. Not kind of. I think they should implement at least a little bit. This Bengals team is stale. This Bengals team is the opposite of what I saw last night, and it just pisses me off. It makes me so mad because I don't think they're close to being different. And by different, I mean new head coach. By different, I mean playmaker at quarterback. They had a chance at 21 last year. And while I get Lamar Jackson is far from a finished product, where the Bengals are drafting and they're never going to draft in the top five when they have Andy and Marvin because they're good enough, you know, good enough to get you to 6, 7, 8 wins, you're not going to get your shot at high-end quarterbacks. You're just not. So to me, it made sense last year to shoot your shot, as they say. Go up to the hot girl, take the risk at the bar, see if she's into you. If not, who cares? If she throws her water or drink on you, deal with it, you know? But I don't even know if they'd be able to use Lamar Jackson correctly. Do they use anyone on their offense correctly? Do they put Andy Dalton in a position to have the most success he could have? Do they roll him out? I was talking to Tony Pike about this. No rollouts. Nothing to make life a little bit easier on the offensive line occasionally. Nothing to get the ball to Andy Dalton's hands relatively quickly to Joe Mixon in space or John Ross in space or Giovanni Bernard in space. Nothing like that. This Bengals offense doesn't do itself any favors. And the defense couldn't stop a high school offense with renowned defensive coordinator Marvin Lewis. Sorry. I'm sorry I'm so down on this team right now. But watching yesterday put me there. Watching last night, Monday Night Football, it put me there. Watching the Chicago Bears put me there. Watching offense across the NFL, it put me there. And that's where I am right now. Tomorrow's podcast will be posted all around midday. And we'll have Jeff Lloyd, Locked On Browns host. That'll be a pretty good podcast. A little Locked On crossover action as Huey Lewis and the Bengals look to beat the Browns on Sunday. By the way, you can subscribe on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, Stitcher. If you missed yesterday's conversation with Joe Goodberry, it was long. It was like an hour. And I thought it was really good stuff from Joe. I love chatting with him. Some good stuff there. So check it out. Go back. Listen to it if you can. Thank you so much for listening today. Back at it tomorrow when I'll be in a better mood. Can't believe this. Lack of creativity. I want to call plays for the Bengals. Simple. Get the ball in space. Can we do that? Back at it tomorrow. I'm James Erpine. Thanks for listening to the Locked On Bengals podcast.